All right, I'm here with Matthew Quinlan. He is the creative genius, writer, producer, director, and occasionally even actor behind his little brainchild, Cursed. It's a new podcast coming out. It's a multicast drama like the old style radio plays. It's apparently, according to him, it's going to be challenging the whole vampire genre. So what we're going to do right now is pick his brain and find out if what he's saying is actually true and learn more about what makes the characters tick and why he came up with it. Hey there, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
So, first off, I guess, what was your inspiration for coming up with this?
Well, I kind of saw all this vampire stuff that's been going on recently with all the shimmering, shiny vampires and all that stuff that I really don't appreciate because I actually like the original, a lot of the original vampire stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to blow the whole genre out of the water and I'm going to write something that is so completely different than what they're doing right now that it'll blow people's minds.
So it's kind of like, all right, people are going to tweak it and mess with it a little bit. I'm just going to throw it all out the window.
Exactly. But outstanding. In the exact opposite direction of whatever everybody else is doing.
Okay. So that was your reason for coming in. Now, your main character in here is a guy named Wade Matheson. Who is he?
He is just your regular old person that ends up getting thrown into this whole disaster that happens back when he's actually from the late 1800s was actually when he originally was born and had a family, but he's got thrown into this whole situation where everything got screwed up and pretty much a tragic situation, which we'll learn about in future episodes. But he's just your run-of-the-mill, normal guy that ends up getting thrown into this situation. He doesn't want to do it, but he realizes the importance and what the responsibility that he has, so he's gonna make the best of it.
Okay, so now, what is he?
Well,
you said kind of he's a vampire, but not really.
Right.
Without giving too much information away here.
Sure, yeah. Well, he is, he's cursed. The primary concept behind this, obviously, is called Cursed. I wanted to kind of explore what, why it would be a curse, or what actually being cursed was, more or less. You have the curse of the werewolf, for instance, which I haven't put a lot into for this because I want to try to steer away from that because they tend to kind of combine those two and have them warring, and I kind of want to keep away from that because everybody does it. The whole concept of being cursed as a vampire kind of intrigued me and decided that I wanted to instead of him actually being a traditional vampire, it's more of a magic, I don't want to use the word magic, but that kind of curse. Instead of a physical change in his DNA necessarily, it's more of like a need for the blood that he does drink, because he does drink blood and he does have these special abilities that do come with your run-of-the-mill vampires, and then some beyond that. It's more of a metaphysical, I guess, kind of magical type thing than anything else.
Right, kind of like how Anne Rice created her first vampires in the series. Not that I like the Anne Rice vampires, but how she created them, you know, that's like kind of cool on that one there.
Right, yeah.
All right, so what can we expect in the way of nice little twists and turns and, you know, holy crap, you know, to expect to coming up here and throughout the season?
Yeah, well, without giving too much away, you can definitely expect a lot of twists and turns. There's going to be some minor ones where a couple of people show up where they really shouldn't be, or a couple of people that you thought were gone might come back, things like that. But then you're going to have, when you get closer to the end of this current run season, there's going to be some stuff that's going to completely blow people's minds of reasons behind what's happened to Wade and why he's done what he's done and why he's crossed people's paths and they've crossed his. It's kind of everything is going to collapse and kind of fold in on itself, and it'll just kind of be the kind of thing you have to listen to a couple of times once you hear it to really, really get what's going on.
All right. And how long are you expecting the series to go? I mean, how long are you expecting to be able to take to tell the story?
Right. Well, right now it's looking at probably 10 to 15, 20-minute episodes. We're crossing our fingers about that to tell the primary main story. Now, I have a couple of other series that are going to go along and kind of interweave throughout that. And now that's a minimum, because there's a lot of story we're going to tell here, because we're gonna go all the way back to the beginning, and we're going to tell from the very beginning all the way up through his entire past. It's just if he's started in the late 1800s, it's a long time. It's a lot of ability that we have to tell a big story, but that's only really a piece of the story, because the majority of what we're going to cover and what really is important is what happens in the current time.
Cool. Now, I noticed on the webpage for this one and on the Voice Acting Alliance we posted, you dedicated this to your brother. Now, this isn't too much to get into. What exactly would you want everybody to know about him? Why you dedicated this to him?
Well, he's actually, we created this, really. It started off more of a joke than anything else. We were making fun of the whole Twilight, whole Twilight thing, and we're like, well, we should do that. We should do something with vampires. And then we just created this whole concept and this whole world. And he had a big part in creating a lot of the lore and stuff that we created for it. And I wanted to dedicate it to him because, unfortunately, just a little while ago, he was actually in a car accident, was killed. I just wanted to dedicate this to him in memory of him.
All right, that's cool. That's an awesome way to honor him right there. Well, there you have it, folks. The creative genius behind Cursed. The first episode's out there. More going to be coming along the pipeline soon. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your friends and neighbors, tell your enemies. Who the frick cares? Just join up, listen in, download, and pass it on. Anyway, this is us signing off from Kirsten. Hope you enjoy, folks. All right.
Perfect. Thank you.